Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
So when we were there in August, the deal I made with my wife, because I know how it goes down with the family, we're going to have dinner together, and it is fun. You have a good time. It's just the food is... So I said, all right, listen, we are going to lunch on our own. When we go to lunch, it is you and me. That way we can get whatever the F we want to get, and then when we sit down for dinner, we'll do the dinner, and then there's always one big night where the whole family goes out to a restaurant, and again, just looking at the menu like, how would you like your burger? That is about the extent of the questions right. That they're going to ask you. And I'm like, and look, I have no problem with burgers, but I'm like, I flew 3,000 goddamn. I can get a burger anywhere. Can we just go somewhere?
What happened to you in Houston? You ended up eating at Olive Garden. That's I've never been to Houston, but all the talk about Houston and barbecue.
It's so
if I'm
good.
Going there, it's like Kansas City. I'm going to eat barbecue. If you have barbecue in your town, Memphis, wherever I am, if that's what they got, I'm going to eat barbecue. To go all the way to Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. and eat Olive Garden. To me, it's just like, wah, wah.
It was, man. I flew down for a funeral. And 8 million family members there. But the one thing about that family, they can hook up barbecue. Make no mistake, they can all cook it. You can go to any restaurant. It is delicious. So it's a sad occasion. But let's not lie. We were all kind of excited.
It's a celebration of life, too.
To eat that, you know, I will say her funeral was truly that. It was so extravagant. It was ridiculous. I won't go through the whole thing, but... I got there Saturday morning. The funeral was Saturday afternoon. So I guess Friday there was a viewing, whatever else. And my parents have been there the whole time. And if you knew my Aunt Fran, this would not shock you. But I just found out yesterday via my wife. She's like, I talked to your mom. She's like, Fran had a wardrobe change between the viewing and the funeral and then I believe internment. I'm like, what does she share? I mean, like,
yes.
You are not alive. And she still had wardrobe changes. But if you knew her, you go, of course she did. But the funeral ends, and everything in Houston is 8 million miles apart. We finally get back to the staging house. We know we're going to eat, and all I'm thinking is barbecue. And we roll in, and there's some caterers already there. I'm like, all right, cool. They got their sternos burning, and they pull the foil off the top, and I'm like, is that goddamn Olive Garden?
So what'd you get?
And I knew it was Olive Garden because of the breadsticks.
What did you get?
So you had the choice.
Did you go fettuccine? Did you go red?
Do you want the fettuccine or do you want the spaghetti noodles? I got the spaghetti noodles with the red sauce, which came with the meatballs. No, I want some of that chicken too. So I got the chicken and the meatball with the. And look, it was fine. The breadsticks were delicious. But even my cousins, I had two cousins that were there from L.A. And they came over to me and they were like, hey, man. I was expecting barbecue. I said, well, me too, man. But we can't say anything. Now we look like bad people. If we bitch about the fact that it's Olive Garden, but honest to God, I wanted some freaking ribs and some pulled goddamn pork, and I was pretty sure that's what was going to happen because everyone in this house, all 70 of them, eat barbecue. So It may have been because they eat barbecue all the time. They wanted to do something different, but I'm like, Olive Garden.
Well, man. When I go someplace, I want to eat the local cuisine.
Right. So kind of same thing on a funeral. We had my dad's first funeral, right?
Yeah.
Right before we did the one in Arlington. Same thing. You know how it is. It's hard to find a spot on a Monday afternoon. But we found this brewery. We had like cold cuts or something.
All right.
So now we're going to go to Cousin Tom's house. So on the way over, I said to my Uncle Phil, who's driving me, I said, let's stop at this seafood restaurant. So we haven't had any. And I'll buy a few orders of crab balls, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Not cheap, but let's do it, right?
Yeah.
And then we pull up and he goes, Ted, those smell amazing. And I said, you know what? Your brother died. It's my dad. I said, F him. And we sat there in the car and just ate one order.
Right. Why not? You could have gone in and sat down.
Right, because as soon as we brought them in, they were going to get attacked by everybody.
Oh, of course.
But same exact thing. Like, it was like, how are we at this funeral and have nothing with blue crab involved?
Yeah, I couldn't wrap my head around it.
3,000 miles. The last time I met up with my family in Ocean City, Maryland, it was a family vacation. And they want to cook like 3 or 4 nights out of the week. We're only there for 5 nights. This is where I get all the food that I've missed that you can't get anywhere else.
Sure.
It's just local to that area. And it's good stuff. Look, I don't want to go out with 8 people either. You know what I mean? You guys go this place, you go this place, but I just don't want...
I don't want
ground beef taco night. Like, not tonight.
Oh, I had it.
Not tonight. I just don't. Did you have it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, I told you we had to go to the grocery store. My wife had to get whatever.
Oh, that's right.
And I said, I will grab, just give me the list because I want to get out of here. So I grabbed the stuff. And she's like, hey, that's not even the right brand of canned corn. And I'm like, come on, man. She goes, look, you know my family. It will be an issue. I'm just like, fine. So basically everything I grabbed, we had to put back and then just get the right brand name. I'm like,
what
it's
is
corn in a can, man. Will they know? She's like, they will know.
There was a fight in my family. And granted, I wasn't part of this, right? I was already living out here, but they're all at the beach. Same thing. Everybody takes a turn making food.
Yeah.
So one guy just, it's fine, but he just put frozen meatballs in a crock pot with marinara sauce. So a couple people said, hey, we're going to go out for dinner. Oh, hell. That's a big issue. Had to have a family meeting the next day.
Are you serious?
Because they skipped meatball sub night.
Oh, well, it made meatball sub. That actually sounds pretty good.
It does, but that's not what they want.
I know, but that's better than ground beef taco night.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
They're very close.
Okay.
Like, right, if you said,
so he was insulted. He was insulted that no one ate
his balls. He was insulted that a few people skipped frozen meatball night.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. And it's what I just keep my mouth shut. I know what the deal is. I said, hey, look. They're fine, but again, just where we stayed, again, I'm looking at my wife, like, literally a block and a half away is a bar that has very good crab cakes. I would rather go there.
We can walk.
Yeah. That's all, but, so like I said, that became lunch, and even then, I'd have to quietly sneak out. You want to go check on the kids at the beach? I did not. I went around the corner, I got a beer, and I would get a crab cake. Then my wife got hip to it, like, I'm going to go with you. We will sit down, eat crab cake, crab pretzels. Yeah. It's just like, look, man, it's fine, but I'm just saying, if I'm going to be in this particular location, that is very much what I want to eat. Because, like you said, it's just not available anywhere else. This is the one time I'm here. So when I was in Houston this weekend, right, it was a turn-and-burn flight, very tired, whatever. But, man, that barbecue is going to be so good. And even when I took off Friday night, my mouth was watering because I'm thinking, man, I know my uncle's going to hook it up. He did not. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I'm someplace, I got to eat what I want to eat there. Except for when I was in Houston in the airport not too long ago, there was a Whataburger, but the Whataburger line was all the way around the corner.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, God damn it, I've got 15 minutes to get on this flight.
I got one last time I was in Austin.
They're building a new one in Houston. It was all the talk.
Yeah.
Not in the airport. This was a standalone, and as we drove
that's
by.
That's what I'm saying. When you go certain places, you just want to eat the food that's there. One thing that makes me happy as far as my own kids go.
It's the same thing in Massachusetts with goddamn Duncan.
Oh, really?
At Cape Cod. Hey, Ted, did you see they're building a new, used to be a bank. It's going to be the new Dunks.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, there's 5 Dunks in Hyannis already.
Why is this exciting?
A big deal? Who cares? It's like when they announce a new Chick-fil-A here. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But
now that it's here,
matter. It's like, okay, well, it's closer to you now.
Good. Yeah.
Like when they open up a new Dunks, I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Matter.
I got mine on 45.
All right, cool.
I'm good. Well, no, I just don't care.
No, you're right. But trust me, he's right. Well, people in Texas with Whataburger and people in Massachusetts with Dunks. It is a religion.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Several of your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We pick from one of 2 categories there, and you try to get somebody right in said category. Before three strikes and you're out, Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play your guess? Is as good as mine.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, welcome back to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Brock, here you go. Just out today, we have the 15 cities in the United States with the worst traffic. A report looked into traffic congestion across the country, found that the typical driver lost 49 hours in traffic in 2025. That is a six-hour jump from 2024. And it cost the country about $85 billion, an increase of 11% from last year. So we have the 15 cities that have the worst traffic in the United States. And also for you, Brock, a new study came out that revealed the most expensive NFL teams to support on game day. So the 10 most expensive NFL teams for fans, based on average ticket price, cost of a 16-ounce beer, parking, hot dog price in the stadium. So you can either go with the top 10 or the bottom 10 on that category, or the 15 cities in the U.S. with the worst traffic. Where are you going to go?
Originally, the cities would be kind of, I feel like, easier, but since the Hawks are doing so well, I'm going to go with the NFL. So
okay.
NFL.
Are you going to go with the most expensive stadiums in the United States to see a football game or the least?
I'm going to go most expensive, I believe.
Okay. Most expensive. Okay. You know how the game is played, Brock. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes you're out. So as far as the fan experience goes, again, this includes the ticket price, beer, food, and parking. That's how they determined which team cost fans the most to support in person during the 2024 season. So what's your first guess? On your guess, is as good as mine.
I feel like this is going to be harder than I think, but, I mean, you have to go with, like, Dallas to start with, I guess.
The Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are the ninth most expensive place to see a football game. So to give you an example, the average ticket price in Dallas is about $167. The cost for a 16-ounce beer is $9.50. Parking is $50, and $7.50 will get you a hot dog for a grand total of $234 for one seat.
Damn.
In Dallas.
But I think also, just think of newer stadiums.
Like L.A.?
Right, so you figure either the Chargers or the Rams.
Probably the Rams.
Or the Raiders. That's a brand new stadium.
I was definitely going with the Rams as my next one.
Rams are on the list there. Number four. The average ticket price, $207. 16-ounce beer is $12.
Damn.
Which is pretty pricey. Parking there is $50. Hot dog stadium, hot dog price in stadium is $10.26. To go to a Raiders game is going to cost you $280.
Rams game?
I'm sorry, I thought you said the Las Vegas Raiders.
Nope.
Said the Rams.
No.
Oh, the Rams.
I said Rams.
Oh, sorry, you're wrong. They're not on the list.
Oh, the Rams are not
damn.
On the list.
No, they're not.
But we might as well give them Raiders.
Yeah, take the Raiders now. Brock, you might as well.
The Raiders. I get the Raiders. You got to give me that one.
All right, I'll give you the Raiders. Okay.
All right. Well, shoot.
By the way.
And in the end, you're seeing the Raiders.
Right.
I mean, that's, like, I get it's Vegas. I understand that. The stadium is cool, but it's the Raiders. The on-field product is garbage.
Awful. They say all that some historically strong teams like the Ravens and Patriots fall in the middle of the price range along with the Seahawks.
I can believe that.
Atlanta Falcons fans enjoy the cheapest hot dogs in the NFL, $2 each. Jacksonville Jaguars rank the third most affordable with a total cost of $124 for a game experience. Arizona is the second most affordable experience, $107 for the entire game. They tie with the Tennessee Titans, offering the most affordable game day experience at $107
and more terrible product. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brock. Where are you going now?
All right. So
there are three
rich cities. Let's try San Francisco. Sorry.
San Francisco. That's number 10 on the list. Parking is what kills you in San Francisco. The average cost to park is $70. Hot dogs are $9 and a beer is $11.50. I will tell you this: one surprising division has three teams
in the top 10
that are in the top three.
Oh, damn.
In the top three, there are NFC.
I mean, it could be the NFC East just because the Giants are expensive.
It is not.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay.
The Cowboys are already on there.
I was going to go with Giants next, but no. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
So what if we go to the north to like Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota?
Shoot. All right. How about Chicago?
Chicago's number three.
Wow.
Average ticket price is $240.
Jeez.
A beer will run you $8.80. Parking only $25, though. And a hot dog in Soldier Field is $7.87 for a grand total of $281 for one seat.
I mean, they're having a decent season, but still. In that case, I would guess like Detroit and Minnesota.
I was going to go because of the whole destination. What about Green Bay?
Green Bay's number two on the list.
Really?
The average ticket price is $231. A beer is $9.50. Parking is $50. Cheapest thing they got is a stadium hot dog for $5.38. Total cost, $296 to visit Lambeau Field. My money says if you're going to Lambeau, probably worth the experience.
I'm just not eating a hot dog. I'm eating a brats.
Wisconsin. Yeah, yep. No kidding.
That's okay. Just got to be the heritage of Lambeau.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very big tourist, like.
Right.
Not they're very friendly. To me, it kind of seems like Wrigley Field a little bit.
Yeah. It's also very exclusive. So one of the things they say on this ticket price is exclusivity. Most people have season tickets. There are not a lot of tickets available.
Right.
So when you do get a ticket, it's going to cost you a little bit more. All right, so Brock, you're right on the Packers being the second most expensive NFL team to see live. Chicago Bears come in at third. The Raiders are in fourth. Dallas, 9, and San Francisco, 10.
So there's three from the NFC North, so that means it's either Detroit or Minnesota.
Doesn't Minnesota have a new stadium?
New-ish, yeah.
Got to pay for that new stadium.
Yeah, that's
Detroit tough. Detroit's been so hot, their ticket price has to go up. I'm going to go Detroit.
Detroit's number one. One of the poorest cities in the United States has the highest average NFL experience ticket cost.
Well, that's what killed me with Green Bay. I mean, these are not bustling metropolises here, you know?
Average ticket price, $253 to see the Lions. 16-ounce beers, relatively affordable, $6.
All right.
Parking is $60, and a hot dog is $8 for a total of $327.93 to see the Detroit Lions play football.
I will say, last time I went to a Seahawks game, I had a hot dog. Something nice about eating a dog at a game.
There is, man. I don't know why. You can make them at home, but for whatever reason, at a sporting event, they're just better.
All right, Brock, you've got four teams remaining. Two in the AFC and two in the NFC.
I feel like one that gets a lot of attention just because it's been a heritage team. Everybody loves them, the Broncos.
That's not a bad call, actually.
I want to say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's number six on the list. Average ticket price, $201. Average beer, $15.
Damn.
That's one of the most expensive in the NFL, probably for good reason.
I was
going to
say.
Fans in check.
Yeah. I can
$40, you can park there, and in Philadelphia, you can get a hot dog for $6.50. All right, there's three teams left. You've got one strike against you, Brock. You've got two strikes left and three teams remaining. One is in the same conference division as the Philadelphia Eagles.
That makes it easy.
Oh, so shoot.
You've already got the Cowboys.
You got the Cowboys. We know the Giants aren't in there.
That's D.C.?
Number eight. D.C. is an expensive ticket, $186. Beer cost you $11, even though it's expired. Parking
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay, $40, and a hot dog will run you $9 for a grand total of $246 to see the Washington Commanders.
All right, so I want to go with Mike on this one. Let's go Denver.
Denver! Think better teams.
Never listen to Mike.
Sorry.
Think better teams in the AFC. Two teams that seemingly
maybe
are always
Chiefs?
In it.
The Chiefs isn't bad.
I mean, they've been so good, it's got to be an expensive ticket.
Bills and Bengals.
I'll go the Chiefs.
Chiefs are number five. $193 ticket, $8.50 beer, $67 to park in KC. Hot dogs are only $5.
It is a cool place to see a game, though.
I'd say worth it if you go.
$275 is your grand total if you want to see the Chiefs.
If you Uber to that stadium, get your Uber back early because they run out fast.
Yeah.
And then you might end up stranded out there.
And it's kind of in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
Brock, 9 out of the 10 you've got. You got two strikes. You got one left. What's your last pick here?
You said AFC team?
AFC team.
Yeah.
Bills.
AFC team. I'll go Buffalo. Yeah, let's go Buffalo.
You ran the table.
All right.
Buffalo Bills. $212 for a ticket, $8.80 for a beer. Parking is $25, and dogs are $11.25.
How much for tables?
Yeah, really. As far as the Seattle Seahawks, I believe it or not, one of the most affordable game day experiences in the NFL. They came in 22nd. Average ticket cost is $107. A beer will run you $10.50. You should pick up a Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can if you do that. Parking is $40, and a hot dog's $5 for a grand total of $162.81.
Where's this $40 parking?
Good call.
I've never
seen it.
I've seen 80 to 100.
Maybe if you have a permit.
I guess. I've never seen $40 to park at a Seahawks game.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
The only movie I had a hard time with was Deadpool, and because they weren't really interested in seeing the booby movies and all that kind of thing. They just wanted to see the movies they saw, but Deadpool, it's so quote-unquote cool as far as superheroes go. You know, and you see the commercials, and I'm like, but, man, I get it. I know you want to see it. It's honest to God. Because he's like, well, is it the violence? I said, no, it's not the violence. It's the language. He goes, Dad, I know cuss words. I'm like, but you don't know Deadpool cuss words. And I'm like, I watched it, and I'm laughing my ass off because he's, how he chooses to use them is a lot different. So we finally watched it a year and a half ago, and he enjoyed the movie, thought it was great. But he looked at me and said, I completely understand.
Then he watched the rest of them after that.
Yeah, and we've blown through them. And I said, look, once we get past the first one, it's good. I just said, look, man.
How about the boys?
As your parent, the boys, no, because the boys is different.
It's he would lose his mind laughing at that.
But I don't want enough to explain. It's more the visuals. Yes. Right? Like, dude, I'm not worried about the language on this one because I certainly hear you play your games. I know you know all of this stuff. But right. Right. Just a man sneezes, this thing happens. Some people are covered in stuff, and it's just like, look, I don't want to have to have
it. I think he would lose his mind. This,
I think he would, too. I would, you know what?
This is awesome.
If he said, I spent the night at so-and-so's house, and we watched a couple episodes of The Boys, I'd ask him what he thought. Then I'm like, all right, man, now I can watch it with you. I just don't want to pop your boy's cherry and have to explain to you exactly why this is funny or gross.
My folks were kind of odd with the censorship of what we were supposed to watch. You know, when we were kids, we weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons with everybody else because same thing. You know, didn't like the way that Bart talked to Homer and didn't want us to emulate that. And that was a big problem with my sisters and I is we did emulate a lot of what it is that we saw. So like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers, weren't allowed to watch those because we had a trampoline out back and we would always end up fighting Power Ranger style on the trampoline. And I would end up hurting somebody. So that got the kibosh as well. But then as we grew older, I feel like I was like 10 or 11 years old or something like that. And I had seen the movie Whole Nine Yards. And that was Bruce Willis, Matthew Perry.
I remember.
Fun movie. I actually really enjoyed it. That was one of the first movies that wasn't a cartoon. Sure. That was live action that I laughed at, that I thought was funny. It's got the guy from Friends in it. All right, this is cool. I didn't realize how much content was in that movie that I had zero business watching until we went over to my grandparents' house and they showed it to my granddad. They got to a scene that was in there where a few choice words were made and he said the kids need to go. Now, I didn't have the heart to say I've seen this movie like 5 times already, Grandpa. There's like full, like there's a gal with her chest out at some point in that movie. I thought it was fake. That's how naive I am about this kind of stuff. But that didn't faze me one bit. I didn't start using the language that they had in that movie.
Right.
I wasn't just like, I want to go see more of that over there. It was a comedy to me. You still know better
as a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to just spout off Deadpool to me sitting over dinner. Like, they're not stupid.
Right.
But it's just like, I just want to take a hot minute before you watch this. And my parents, their thing was all about TNA. And I've said this before. But
correct. Same as mine.
The first R-rated movie I saw was Alien, right? And I was 10, I think, when it came out. Look, man, my mind was blown in a good and bad way. It was a phenomenal movie. It was a fascinating movie. It opened my mind to all these different possibilities. It also terrified the living piss out of me for about a year and a half after I saw it, all right? So my buddy, he was the first kid I knew with cable, and we got to watch Friday the 13th. Which my parents are worried about because it's a violence lesson.
Well, they're also going to show some breasts.
We didn't know that, and they did. And I'm like, look, as far as what had a longer-lasting impact in the moment, Alien disturbed me more than the boobs did. The boobs, I'm like, cool, boobs. And that was the beginning and end of it. Alien, I mean, every night I'm like, leave the light on, dude. I'm not, right? So yeah. I'm just saying, when you make these judgment calls for your kids, it's hard to know. You know, like Friday the 13th wasn't like gratuitous boobs, not a sex movie. It's a slasher flick. But there were a pair of boobs, and I do remember that. And I was like, ooh.
Cool.
But I was kind of done. Alien, I mean, every night I'm like, this thing's going to rip out of my stomach and kill me. So, and I've told my parents that since then. I'm like, you picked wrong. That's all, right? If you're trying to,
TNA I should have watched.
Do you like, take your kids to violence. See The Exorcist, or do you take them to see, you know, Porky's? Neither one would be great, but it's like, see Porky's. Don't
but
take
all those movies had gratuitous nudity. I'm in a weird way. I was watching last night. They had, I thought I was, my guide said I was watching Christmas Vacation, but it was actually European Vacation.
Okay.
And there's a point where Rusty starts making out with this girl.
Yeah, now, in Germany.
To, yeah, he's supposed to be in
if I remember
high school age. And they start kissing and kissing, and the next thing you know, she just rips her blouse off. Yeah. Just like, Jesus, that would not fly now. That would absolutely not fly.
Nor does that actually happen.
No, it does not.
Right.
That's really all that those things do is give you an unrealistic expectation of the encounters that you're going to have later on
in
your
life.
And
you're not. And you're not.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but the most realistic one would probably be like Fast Times.
What did you say? What was the movie? You said Animal House, and you thought, if you go to college, a panty raid.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, like, it was so common. It happened in, like, I feel like every college movie there was panty
always,
raids.
Always.
It's like, this is just part of growing up.
Or there's a peephole in the women's locker room.
Right.
Or,
you don't think that you're sexually assaulting people, which you are.
No, right? You absolutely
are. Or voyeurism. You're just like, oh, no, that's what you do. You drill a hole and watch them shower.
Well, so my brother goes to college 5 years before me, and I'm asking him about it, thinking it's going to be like that. He's like, dude, it's nothing like that. Like, all I do is study, right? He's like, yeah, there's hot chicks and all that, but he's like, it doesn't make me attractive.
But like, they're not even like in the movies. They're just hot chicks. They're not like trying to get with you. And, oh, my.
Yeah,
they're
made that clear.
Themselves out. He's like, they're all getting drunk at the sorority party. Mm-hmm. No.
He's like, no. Yeah. That's
RoboCop was a bad one for me.
How so?
Because remember in the beginning, I mean, spoiler alert, but the beginning of RoboCop, however that cop dies.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, he's like melting, and then the car hits him. Like, I don't know why my parents let me watch that scene.
Because there's no boobs.
There's no boobs, but you're right. And the rest of it is just a robot cop shooting stuff.
Yeah.
But that scene horrified me. Same thing, like you're saying, like the alien thing. For months, that, and I'll always remember an Untouchables when they write touchable in blood.
Yeah.
Just screaming, like, oh, my God.
I think the closest thing to those comedies back in the day that I've seen lately, within the past 25 years, is Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
Even if it's a guy with a huge bush.
Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, old school. Old school, sure. Too.
Yeah, they had the naked wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's how Blue died.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having a couple movies that kind of capture that comedy and still, you know, nudity element, I guess.
A lot of it, like you said, you know, RoboCop, it's the visuals a lot that I think as parents we just kind of overlook, but
my dad didn't though.
What do you mean?
When I was growing up, that while we're talking out loud about it, I remember there was one movie, I don't remember which one it was, like it was a Bruce Willis movie. It was a war movie of some kind. But there was one particular scene. Now, people are getting blown up. People are getting shot all over the place, and I could watch this movie. But there was one point. I still haven't seen this part of the movie, mostly just because I forgot about it. But there comes a point where it obviously just got so intense and so devastatingly horrific as far as the imagery that he sent me out of the room every time.
I can believe that.
This is the part that you don't get to watch because this is stuff that sticks with you. And his whole idea, same thing with what you were saying, you know, the TNA and all that, that's going to come and that's going to go. Maybe you watch it when I'm not here, sure. Sort of a thing, right? But with those are things that can't be unseen.
No, you can't.
Well, it's also back to what Steve was saying about, you know, like what affects you more. Like you could watch Poltergeist,
mm-hmm.
and you could say like, I don't want you watching this one part. Well, it's the clown under the bed for me.
Right. Yeah,
that would be the part
but you would say that's fine. You can watch Clown Under the Bed. It's not a big deal. Freak me the F out.
What you
try to guard from is not necessarily what your kids digest and really take in.
The first time I saw my kid kind of bug out at a visual, it's a freaking Marvel movie. And I don't remember which one it was, but Thanos was in it. All right? So I don't know which one it was, but he's doing this thing at the end, and he's kind of changing reality, so to speak.
Yeah, I got the
so people are kind of crumbling and all that. And the alien-looking chick with the antennas, mm-hmm. I can't explain it, but like her face kind of cubed out. And like, my kid had a hard time with that. And I didn't expect him to have a hard time with that. Yeah. And go like, you know what, man? It was a weird scene. That stuck with him. Flip side, I'm watching Jurassic Park. T-Rex grabs a lawyer, shakes his ass, and kid's like, all right! Sweet. Because he can imagine something being eaten, but you can't imagine an alien's head being cubed. Right. And I just thought, like, damn, it's hard to figure out what it is that's going to stick with
it. It's like being a goalie. You know what I mean? You don't know where the shot's coming
right,
from.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Tara Daly, Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin. Today, for your listening pleasure, we have the 10 best Christmas songs of all times. And your email's coming up next in the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Need to learn more about general Men's Room shenanigans? Just visit the Men's Room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Just because you move doesn't mean it can't get there, Miles.
I got to close up all my beverages now.
Yeah, I need to put this on top of my drink.
So these are some old school frozen foods that people don't really eat anymore.
Mm.
You guys know when the frozen dinner was invented?
I'm going to say for consumers to eat, I'm going to guess the 30s?
I'll say 50s.
Yeah, I was going 50s. I'll go 60s then.
1953.
Woot woot. Then again, a lot of people didn't really have freezers back in the day. You might have an ice chest, but not necessarily a freezer.
Ted, were you one of those families that had the set of TV dinner trays? There were four of them
in
the living room, and you could always just pop one out.
If you got to use the TV tray.
Oh, it was a good day,
man. That was like a big night.
Yeah.
You didn't have to sit at the table.
Super Bowls on something.
Right. But it was also a fun reason to go to grandma's house. Because my grandma and granddad, by the time I'm a kid, they ate in front of the TV every night.
Sure.
So it was, and, you know, they're retired. So like, you went to grandma's house for dinner, like you're like, oh, sweet, we could watch TV.
All right, before you get to this list, I'm just curious.
By the way, for the record, Bird's Eye is the company that invented flash freezing foods, but TV dinners didn't evolve until 1953. The Swanson Company ordered too many turkeys and invents the turkey dinner.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right, so like, if I opened your freezer right now, obviously there's ice and all that, but I mean,
I have no ice.
You have no ice?
Wow. I know.
Do you have ice trays?
I do not.
You don't have, ice in your home at all?
Nope, ice free. Now.
Is that a conscious effort?
No, I just don't use ice.
So
I drink
no
everything out of cans.
All right.
Or cold water or bottles.
Hmm.
So then my buddy came over to watch F1, and he had his backpack, and he said, I'm going to make us some espresso martinis. I said, man, that sounds great. He goes, you don't have any ice. I said, no, my mom's not in town. Joe hasn't been over, so no ice. That is very strange.
That is weird.
That is.
Really
weird. Just, I mean, I was completely wrong. So
yeah.
You don't have ice. What frozen foods do you have? And I don't mean like frozen meat for later. But
currently,
like,
I have Phillips crab cakes, mini crab cakes.
Oh, nice.
One single package of White Castle cheeseburgers.
All right.
And then chicken nuggets and chicken wings and some frozen veggies.
Hmm. I know I have some chicken nuggets in there for the kids. I say the kids, I am too. Two of Rao's pizzas, one of them going down tonight. And I found out last night we had, I guess it's the Trader Joe's orange chicken.
Oh, nice. See, I've got a bag of Trader Joe's chicken fried rice.
Oh,
and nice. I've got a big bag of buffalo chicken wings that I got from the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York.
Nice. What's in your freezer, Mike?
I got a lot of ice packs, a lot of frozen fruits. Let's see. And then
I do have ice packs.
Yeah.
Just no ice.
Okay.
Okay. And then I do have a big old tub of ice because I've got ice cube trays. The entire bottom shelf is all just ice and cold.
Okay.
And then we've got frozen fruits. We've got a couple of Amy's mac and cheeses.
Ooh, strong, man. All right.
And that's pretty much it. Not much in the way of defrosted and needed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. Because I know we have the pizzas. I know we have nuggets. We don't have the orange chicken anymore because my son made it for himself last night.
Attaboy.
Yeah, no.
That's actually for two.
And they're not.
For two different meals.
Yeah, and he's 13, so to him it's just one big meal. Look at this, perfect.
Perfect size.
Perfect amount, yeah.
Nobody's paying me to say this, but the Costco chicken breast chunk nuggets, they are delicious.
Breaded, all that?
They are, but they're closer to like a Chick-fil-A nugget.
Hmm. Okay, I got you.
As opposed to like a Dino nugget or your
standard. So they're all different shapes. They're real. They're real white meat.
Right, as far as nuggets go, yeah. They seem to be the realest. You know what I'm saying? They keep it real, dog.
You ever see the nuggets on a living chicken? Change your life.
I have one. That's why. All right. So, number 10 on this list. These are frozen fruits no one eats anymore. Welsh rabbit. No, rarebit. Welsh rarebit?
Rarebit?
Is it rabbit?
I feel like it's rabbit.
I say rabbit, but it's rarebit.
That is rarebit. I wonder if it's...
I thought it was pronounced rabbit.
Welsh rabbit... is an actual dish.
So is this, but it's just bread, mustard, and cheese.
That is Welsh rabbit.
That looks dope.
Welsh rabbit has no rabbit at all.
Correct.
That's literally what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess they call it rarebit maybe because it's a company name.
I've never even heard of that.
Rabbit. Or maybe it's just English.
Or something, yeah.
Right, you say it fast enough with a little bit of an accent. Rabbit.
Stone Welsh rabbit. Welsh rabbit, right?
Welsh rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. And he was disappointed because there's no rabbit, yeah.
It's also, like, that seems pretty easy to make. Why don't you get a frozen version?
That's the thing. Exactly, man. Like, I think you could pull that off.
Yeah. All right, next on the list, frozen chow mein. I also feel like, I'll be honest, chow mein, like when I was a kid, we used to eat chow mein, like, I feel like once or twice a week.
Yeah, the frozen stuff, right?
La Choy?
Yeah, we did too. La Choy, that was your go-to.
Yeah.
That was the only thing you could take home.
And we were happy if we got it.
Had the water chestnuts in there, the little tiny pieces of corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water chestnut ended up on the side of my plate.
What happened
and
to
then the noodles, then the hard noodles.
What happened to the tiny corn? I don't see that much anymore in Chinese food.
You mean the frozen or just in general?
No,
just
the little
in
tiny
general.
Ones. Yeah, the little ones.
I feel like when I was a kid, we were eating tiny corn all the time.
Yeah. Is it still rocking on the East Coast? It was guaranteed you got the little tiny corn.
Mike, when you were a kid, you got Chinese food. Was there tiny corn involved?
I believe there was. I didn't get too much into it, but I believe it was there, yeah.
So what happened to the tiny corn?
Yeah.
I haven't had Chinese food since probably the early 2000s.
Really?
Wow. Just hating on Chinese food?
I am not hating. We are not hating whatsoever. The old man had to lower the sodium intake a bit, so Chinese food
disappears. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Like, you own a home. You're married. You could order.
Get some freaking Chinese food.
I took a look at it. It's very expensive to order Chinese food.
Yes, it is. It is.
And it is.
You'll overorder. It's a guarantee.
Right? But you have leftovers.
Because everything looked great.
And Chinese food is definitely one of those things. Like, I don't know why. Like, if I order a pizza, right? I order a medium pizza. It's just me.
Right.
And you still have some left over. But you're right. Chinese food, it could be just me, but...
I'm getting
two dinners and an appetizer.
This and this.
Right.
Yeah, every time.
I ordered the large pizza so I can get as many leftovers as I can.
See,
I mean, look, it depends on the place, all right? I'm just thinking, Pagliacci, that large is massive.
Yeah.
Like. But you're right. Other places, you get a large. All right, next on the list, and this one's just a fact of the matter that there's other options now, but it's the Boca burgers. Like the original kind of vegetarian burger.
No. I think because they were first, I want to say, at least as far as I know.
And correct.
I think everything that's come after them has perfected what they were trying to do.
It was easy to do.
So I think at that point, you're saying they were so bad. They like just bad. If well, anyone
Boca
else
burgers, like I did a month being a vegetarian years ago. Boca burgers were pretty easy because they taste kind of like nothing. So whatever you, I used to cook them on the Foreman grill, and then just, I don't know, throw some cheese, ketchup, mustard. It's like, all right, tastes
disguise
like
that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, these are frozen foods nobody's eating anymore. Kid cuisine dinners.
I had a lot of those when I was a kid.
Kid cuisine.
I should say like my
lean,
family did.
Like lean cuisine, they had like, kid cuisine.
Those were the blue box. I'm looking at it now. Okay. So.
Yeah, we didn't do Swanson. We did kid cuisine because there, from time to time there was TV dinner night. And the sisters would get something from kid cuisine, and I always just got a Tony's pizza.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Casey, the kid cuisine mascot? I'm looking at him now. He's a penguin.
No.
But yeah, I'm looking at one of their meals. So it looks like tater tots, the ridged kind of potato chip looking things, a brownie.
The brownie was always in there.
And corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, loose corn. And I get it. But also, I feel like technology's come far enough. Like, I just don't feel like people eat as many TV dinners, period.
Did they have different variations of kid cuisine, or was it always...
Probably a couple.
They probably had a couple.
Okay, yeah. I'm saying grilled cheese with pudding. All right, okay.
Now, this one's kind of odd. It says frozen breakfast platters. I mean, like, you still see breakfast sandwiches.
So like a McDonald's breakfast.
Big breakfast. That's what I'm thinking
pancakes,
it's got
to be. Sausage, probably a hash brown on there.
It would also seem hard to cook biscuit. All that and have it all come out cooked at the right same time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you got eggs in there, you got pancakes...
Yeah.
Probably just heat and serve.
Right. So I'm looking at two different ones. Yeah. Scrambled eggs, bacon, hash brown bites, if that's what those things are called. Yeah. They got a couple different versions. Then there's one that kind of looks disgusting. I guess it's a bowl, but it almost looks like scrambled egg helper.
All right. Well, now it's funny because nowadays they definitely like, is it Jimmy Dean? Who does a big frozen thing? They have the bowls and stuff that...
Jimmy Dean has a bowl. I'm looking at it now. The meat lovers.
They got sausages, too, like sausage biscuits.
Yeah, they do. And they have mini ones. Mm. Fish sticks.
Yeah, they're not as big now.
I did like them when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, we ate fish sticks all the time.
The frickin' time,
did your
yeah.
kids eat fish sticks?
I think when they were really young, so like maybe 2 or 3 years old, but by 5, they'd pretty much aged out of it. And it went
Miles,
more to the chicken
kids,
nugget world.
Now they just they love just fish and crab.
Well, it's funny because you're right. Kids still love chicken nuggets, but like the fish stick kind of went away.
I feel like you can give your kid fish sticks up until they can start saying what they really do like.
I love fish and chips, though.
Well, and then when I was like 12 or 13, me and my brother thought we were chefs because we would just get white bread, lay 4 fish sticks on there, a piece of American cheese, and we were making fish sandwiches.
I didn't do it with the cheese, but I throw like hot sauce on there or something. But same thing.
Also, nowadays, man, like, some of the frozen fish that's even just kind of like giant fish sticks, right? Yeah. Like the Gordon's Fisherman, he's got like extra crunchy fish fillets. Mm-hmm. It's like,
they're good.
All right.
They're not bad.
Especially with the air fryer.
Yeah. Hot sauce. Old Bay.
I go malt vinegar.
I'm just describing how I make them. Frozen foods no one eats anymore. Frozen orange juice concentrate.
That's a fact. People don't make orange juice.
That was big in my house, too. I remember that. Every summer, man.
I think also... People just don't drink as much juice. Because when I was a kid, it was like, you could drink all the juice you wanted. You couldn't have soda all the time. And then probably like when I was in high school, everybody was like, yo. Turns out the juice has just as much sugar.
If not more.
Well,
juicy juice cans were huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
Right? But that's what I'm saying. Like, you thought you were being healthy, and look. It's not a conspiracy theory. The farmers in Florida were smart, and they were like, hey, you got to have this at breakfast. And everybody's like, I guess we got to have orange juice.
Well, because you talk about the one thing it does have. Like, hey, vitamin C. Man, you need vitamin C. Your body doesn't retain it. You go, cool. So you just perceive that as being healthy. They didn't say it. Also, that's not a sugar, but it does have vitamin C.
It doesn't even
C.
have 5% real fruit juice in it.
Correct. And look, nowadays, right, like I don't drink a lot of orange juice, and I know the stuff you're buying is not the best form of vitamin C, right? You can take it. You can eat it in chewables. But one fun part about getting a cold is drinking orange juice.
I drink piss out of orange juice.
Orange juice is delicious.
It is.
You ever drink a screwdriver anymore?
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, get you a little morning screwy. Salisbury steak makes the list.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of that.
Love them.
Ooh.
I mean, it's ground beef formed into a steak with brown gravy.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes, corn.
Thank you, Miles. Jesus. All right, so flam clam strips. Fried clam strips makes the list.
I didn't know anyone was eating that.
I never ate clam strips until I moved to the Northwest.
All right.
And realized people love them. Here's the one that I know all three of us are like, you got to be kidding me. French bread pizza.
Really?
Oh. It's good stuff. You just got
to
have patience.
Okay, to answer your question.
When's the last time anybody bought it?
Within the last 5 years.
I've had it this year.
Within a couple months, yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah.
I'm into both.
Slacking, Ted.
I love them, but I don't know.
What's your brand?
Oh, Stouffer's.
Oh, we go Red Baron.
Well, here's my issue is that there's so many frozen pizzas now, sometimes I feel like they're giving them away.
Yeah, I know.
So I just never buy the French bread pizza.
It's still as good as you remember, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Men's Room.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
So our Men's Room poll, one joins you in the bathroom. Will it be a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Morgan, are you sober or not sober?
I am drunk.
You're drunk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Officer. All right, Morgan. One is going to join you in the bathroom. You're taking the bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
Waft it over here.
Oh. Man, it's either the snake or Mr. D. Does Andy have a weapon on him?
We don't know.
We don't know.
He just shows up in the bathroom.
What do you think?
Okay, what do I think? I think I can take Andy. All right. Give me Andy.
Andy, you got Andy.
I think he's got a weapon on him.
He might. He's a tiny weird fellow. All right, Morgan, here's your question. What is the last name of the family at the center of the Sound of Music?
Oh, my gosh. Never seen it.
Don't. I see don't plan it on. Every freaking year.
Are they German?
They are, in fact, German, yeah.
Yeah.
Vanderhosen.
No, it's,
Come on, Ted.
Van,
It is Von, but you have the mind like a steel...
Trap.
It's a Von Trapp.
Von Trapp,
yes.
Oh.
Von Trapp family.
Right, because one of the German beer halls, maybe the Queen Anne, like, for a while there was a Von Trapp, and the family was like, oh, you can't call a beer hall that. That's our name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I'd be very happy if someone named a beer hall after me. Like, cool.
Well, you want money from it, though. If you're going to call a place Ted Smith's, you better be paying me.
Oh, we got bad news, bro. All right. Your question, which former Beatle appeared in an episode of The Simpsons to help Lisa become a vegetarian?
Gotta be Ringo.
Ah, Paul McCartney.
Gotta be Paul McCartney.
Dang it.
The super veg.
You know what's terrifying is the idea of a snake coming out of a toilet and biting your...
Yes, yeah. That is terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
Would you rather have a snake do it or Andy Dick?
Like we said, both are gonna bite you. All four of these scenarios, you get bitten. Of that, I have no doubt. All right. Your question, what animal is the mascot for the U.S. Naval Academy?
Donkey.
Is it the ram or sheep?
No, it's a goat.
Oh, goat.
Oh. That's a four-legged creature.
It is a four-legged creature.
The mule is the mascot of the United States Military Academy.
Yes.
Army. Okay. You know the goat's name?
I don't.
Bill.
As in Billy Goat.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was running the Navy Football Network, they were so bad that their advertisements were just, come hang out with Bill.
Not come
Seriously,
see the team.
Seriously, they had TV ads where the mascot would just walk around.
I'm the best thing about the team.
Yeah. We're going to go 1-11.
All right, your question. The asteroid belt lies between what two planets?
Oh, that is Mars and the next gas. Freaking giant. Is it Jupiter or Mars and Jupiter?
Got it. All right.
There you go.
Nice job. We also would have accepted abdomen and your junk.
Yeah, I know. Which one would be your abdomen? Which one's your junk? So if your belt, your belt, right? We call that the asteroid belt.
If it's me, Jupiter's the gut and Mars is the junk.
Mars is smaller.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with Mike.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803.
Hey, Mars. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andre, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober.
All right, Andrea, welcome to Big Dummy. A men's room poll, what's going to join you in the bathroom? Will it be a bear, a lion, a snake, or Andy Dick?
I'm also going to go with a snake.
Snake.
Okay. All right.
All right, Audrey. And yes, I said that on purpose. All right, Andrea, how old was Kevin in the movie Home Alone?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, how old was Kevin in the movie Home Alone?
Was he 12?
Five?
Older?
Cool. Was he 14?
Younger.
I thought he was 9. Is he 8?
He's 8.
He's 8.
Oh, wow.
God. Why do so many
If
Christmas...
he were 14, yeah. He'd have been in his parents' bed masturbating. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, nobody's home? I'm hooking this up. That'd have been the entire freaking movie. 14 and Home Alone. That's all it, walking to the refrigerator, no pants on. Just working it out, drinking milk, you know, go right back to your bedroom, keep doing it. Yeah. He had to be younger than that. All right. Your question. How many of the 7 dwarfs have mustaches?
Go 3.
1?
None.
None
of them had a mustache.
Y'all got little Amish beards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still laughing about this. Like, logic, dude. Could have been 14. Would have been masturbating the whole time.
He would have. You couldn't even make a realistic movie. You wake up, the entire family's gone. You're 14 years old. You're home alone. Man, your pants are off, like, through the entire movie.
House is getting robbed. He's just going to town on himself.
I don't think they'd have robbed it.
Why are you in mom and dad's room? Did you go into mom and dad's room when you were 14?
Not that they know of.
Uh-huh. Bare ass on the sheets.
I don't know that you would do that in there, but the bed was always giant and bigger.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun. Like,
but that's the thing. But if you're laying in a bed and you wake up and you're 14, you're going to Hand Town, dude. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think it would have been the third Wet Bandit, so to speak.
When I was in high school, Mike, we had a porno tape that was making the rounds. When we got to my, when I got a hold of it, I blatantly faked sex so I could stay home all day and watch it.
Are you, being serious? Sick?
I'm dead ass
serious. How many times did you watch it?
I, who knows? But you're right, I was going Kevin Callister on that thing.
Clip that, Tim.
Damn.
Oh, come on.
Faked being sick to stay home to masturbate. That is something, man. All right. Jesus Christ. Can't make it in school today.
Hey, she.
Why are you sweating?
There was 5 or 6 people in my house that lived there. The only time I had was during the day.
Mom, I need a box of tissues. I'm sick.
Jesus Christ.
Ted couldn't make it to school yesterday. He needed to masturbate for hours.
I got a runny nose.
Yeah. That's right. I hurt my nose.
All right. Your question. How many annual federal holidays are observed in the United States?
Is it 10?
Got it.
It is.
Nice All right. job. All
right, and you guys name the 10.
All yes. right, so we'll start with President's Day.
You want to start earlier than that.
Martin Luther King
You want
Jr.
to start
Day.
Earlier than that.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. MLK Day.
Yes.
Then
President's.
President's. Uh-huh. Then what, 4th of July or Memorial Day?
Memorial.
4th of July.
Nope. You got one between Memorial Day.
Juneteenth.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah.
For some respect.
Not shocked Miles missed that one.
I know. He did on purpose.
You know what?
Labor Day. He scratched it out on his calendar in the
office.
The
4th makes 6.
Labor Day. Yeah.
Labor Day. 7.
Thanksgiving? No, no.
You got 2 before Thanksgiving. Between Labor Day and Thanksgiving, you got 2.
Veterans Day.
And before that?
Columbus?
Columbus Day.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we end with?
Thanksgiving, Christmas. Day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Day.
Day after Thanksgiving.
That's a national holiday, that Friday.
Okay. I mean, but they lump it in with Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, either way, yeah, that's it.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
And we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 46-year-old Jason Smith, no relation to D-Ted, of Woodsfield, Ohio. This is an unfortunate guy. And they say, look, if you're still not banking online, it's a lot more convenient and it can help you avoid little annoyances like this thing that happened to our friend Jason. So Jason, he was using the bank's AirTube system last Wednesday. All right. You pull up, the tube comes shooting down. And he did whatever his transaction was supposed to be. Unfortunately, and he did not realize this at the time, he accidentally dropped a small baggie of meth into the cash container.
He probably calls it methy.
Methy, yeah. Well, guess what? When it showed up inside of the bank called it in. And then the cops tracked Jason down because, see, it's a bank and they have the surveillance cameras there. So they searched his car and found even more drugs. No word yet on the exact charges that he's facing. But it's just the thing. He did not realize that he'd accidentally dropped that baggie of meth into the vacuum tube. Tellers get it, and they're like, that is methamphetamine.
He's depositing straight cash.
Yeah, I'm guessing that he did. So, come on, Jason. You're better than that. So, let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So, over the top.
What'd you have to open up that
bottle? And down the throat.
What do you got over there?
To party in our... Tommy, you never worked at a bar before.
Down the hole of a joke.
Wow, they got a little mixed up last Friday, and we decided we needed to clean up today.
That's probably not a bad call. Forgot. Yeah, you know. Mm. When's the last time those things got cleaned?
Too long, Steve.
I mean, before you just did it, but I mean.
It had been a minute, but I think Mike was very good about keeping them in the same glasses.
Yeah.
And the glass order got screwed up on Friday.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, so that makes sense.
I think that was my bad.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Did you shoot it on me?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Uh-huh.
No, I gave us the right ones.
All right, well, either way, let's move on. We'll see our show.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man. Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.